So just want to thank the church for this opportunity to bring his word. And it'll be coming from Psalms 40, verse 1-3. And the title is God's Timing is Perfect. Consecrate me now to thy service by thy power of thy great divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope and my will be lost in thine. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. And for those who are here in the sanctuary and for those who are worshiping with us online, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior. The book of Psalms is comprised of individual songs, hymns, and poems, each of which is a psalm in and of itself. Some focus on praising, worshiping, and crying out to God in anguish over the pain of life. There are psalms that look forward to the coming of the Messiah, while other psalms are related, each having its own historical and biblical context. By way of background, Psalms 40 is considered to be a psalm of thanksgiving for deliverance and a prayer for help. David may have composed this psalm during the infancy of his rule as Israel's king. Verse 1-3 may refer to his exile. In this psalm, David offers praise to the Lord for meeting his needs. With a thankful heart, he records God's favor to him in delivering him out of his deep distress. What a magnificent proclamation coming from King David, who experienced danger many times from men who marked him out specifically for death. In those moments, he prayed to God and was rescued. But I need to add that in some of those moments, David saw no way out, like a person trapped in a deep, slimy pit with no way of escape. Speaking of becoming king, David waited, I believe, about 20 years of his life to become king. And that was no little amount of time. In the meantime, whatever happened or did not happen in his life, in between was used to prepare David, inwardly as well as outwardly, until God was ready to release what he promised. When it was the perfect time, David received the promise from God and was crowned king. Like David, I believe that we spend a lot of time waiting. We wait in line, whether good or bad. We wait to hear news and we wait for a response to a question. We wait to get a job, to receive a promotion, and then can't wait to retire. Dr. David Carruth, educator and author, in his book, God's Perfect Timing, Breaking the Cycle of Poverty Through Education and Faith, shares with the readers about his tumultuous childhood, his dreams of becoming a pro athlete, to reconnecting the promises of God that were shared with him by his mother as a child that ultimately shaped his life. He contends that it's important to understand how events in our lives happen according to God's perfect timing and not our own. This was true in King David's case because he knew he could not rely on his own ingenuity to get himself out of his messy places in life. So what is important to note is David turned to God. David trusted God. David waited for God to answer. And I would suggest that King David witnessed a waiting for God's perfect timing is an example from which we all can learn. So what have we learned from King David's time of waiting? We learned that after waiting patiently, now we can't rush past patiently, God answered David's prayer. We also have the assurance, everybody here, that when we wait patiently, don't rush past patiently, for God, though we may wait long, God will answer our prayers. So I say to you, hold on, your waiting is not in vain.
Amen.
What we've also learned from our scripture text today is that God silenced King David's fears. He stilled his tumultuous spirit and gave him a new settled peace of conscience. He brought him out of a horrible pit of despondency, establishing his goings. He gave him steadfast hope, satisfaction, blessings, power, and grace to keep going, all while maintaining a thankful heart. We learned that God filled King David with joy and peace. He put a new song in his mouth, giving him a cause to rejoice, giving all the praise to God. David's experience of waiting for God continues to be a source of encouragement for many to put their hope in God. Not in man, not in stuff, but in the Almighty God. And so the hope we have, church, is that no matter the what, the why, or the when of those times when we are waiting, God is at work. We may not see any visible or tangible signs of changes during those times of waiting, especially when it is connected to periods of suffering and personal growth. However, rest assured, because we are God's children, there is a plan and a purpose for all of it. In fact, God is aware of the things that need to be ironed out in our hearts, in our lives that would only remain creased or messy, like King David, if it were not for those refining encounters of waiting. So whether through a long drawn out process in our spiritual, personal, or professional lives, and even when we find ourselves standing in a line at the grocery store, waiting, we can find encouragement in what is written here in Psalms 40. Need a drink. And so, in 2012, I found myself in a period and in a season of waiting when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So what did I have to wait for? I had to wait to get an appointment, to see the oncologist, the breast surgeon, the radiation oncologist. I had to sit every week and wait to receive chemotherapy, to wait to see if the treatment was working. I had to wait a month to receive radiation. and wait to receive hormonal treatment. Yes, a lot of waiting. But I'm here to say that while I was waiting, God was at work. God was at work healing me. But I have to say this and be completely transparent. It took a whole lot of patience and more faith than what I knew I possessed to get me from point A, my diagnosis, to point B through months and even a year or more of treatments. But in the end, during the time of waiting, I drew closer to God. And so I stand before you this morning saying that the good news is that in 2022, you and I have this confidence that God will never leave us or forsake us. When the bad news comes, God is with us. No matter the sickness, the heartache, and when we become so exhausted, we can keep fighting, knowing that God is with us and God's timing is perfect. When our knees grow weak, God is with us and God's timing is perfect. When waiting gets long and hard, God is with us and God's timing is perfect. When we get sick and tired of being sick and tired, God is with us and God's timing is perfect. Like the prophet Isaiah quoted in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You and I will be able to glorify God saying, I waited patiently and God's ears were inclined to my need. God silenced my fears and God gave me a new song to sing, all for his glory. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Yvonne. Let's rise. This is our call to faith and patience.